Welcome to the Dr. Renee Sunday Show, where it's not too late to shine. We bring you transformative information for small business owners, entrepreneurial insight, wisdom, and secrets to aid you to be seen, be heard, and get paid, to catapult your life to more impact, success, and freedom. Now, please welcome your host, the platform builder herself, Dr. Renee Sunday.
You know what we do here at Good Deeds? The goal is, and the purpose is actually for you. We like to help you get your message out to the world. We want to share your passions, your purpose, your vision, your dreams, and everything that has been put in your heart to do. You know, that's what we need to do. We need to ask, I always say, don't stop, get it. You know, I always say that. You know, but you know, all of us have a purpose in life. You know, the thing is, you have to make sure you identify what that is. And, you know, a lot of people don't know what their purpose is, you know, but you know what your purpose is. If you go back and really seriously look at your life, okay, and see the thing that has been common in your life, you know, like you like to help people, you like to speak. Even as a child, we laugh at it now, but my mom and dad took a picture of me with the telephone in my hand. So I never, you know, they were telling me then, you know, God put in their heart for me to take that picture of all the props they had there. They take the picture with me with a telephone. So now, guess what? I'm in media. I mean, that could have been, you know, that's communication. So, hey, it could have been something else as well. But the thing is, you have to remember, you know, look back over your life, and you can actually identify the things that have been common, things that always go back to that pivotal point. And you will actually know what your purpose is. A lot of times God has to use many different things, the experiences that you go through, be it positive or negative, okay? And then also a lot of people come to you and say things that encourage you and the things that you need to be doing. You know, our guest today, and I'll be honest, I don't know that she missed the times up because she's in Colorado. But she's an awesome young lady. I've talked to her several times. She's actually has not chimed in yet. So, you know, like I always say, I always keep going, and because all things will work out, all things are good. You know, if she chimes in, we'll of course give her the platform. But I'm a don't stop, get it. Be ye always prepared to be able to, you know, why I'm here. Why am I here? Why are you here? You know, I just want to give her props, though. She actually is considered to be the book shepherd, Miss Judith Brills. This lady has not done one, not two, not three, but several best-selling, Amazon best-selling books. I mean, to put it to point, it's 31 in all, okay? You know, but you know, if you learn how to do it well one time, you actually can do it again. And she, excuse me, has translated her books into 16 different countries, 1 million sold copies. We're not talking about the copies that she's bought from the actual distributor. We're talking about sold copies. She has done over 1,000 radio and television shows. You know, she's had repeat appearances on CNN, CBS, The Oprah Winfrey Show. I mean, she's been in Newsweek, People Magazine, Time Magazine, and, of course, the Wall Street Journal. I mean, actually, I forgot one, the National Enquirer and Walking Women. I mean, she just is an awesome, awesome young lady, and my team is reaching out to see if she'll chime in. If not, you know what we'll do. We'll keep it going, and the thing about it is we'll make sure she get here, get a reschedule, because the things that she was going to express is just very powerful. Please check out her website, though. It's called www.author.org. She has over 13 different ways that you can actually work with her. I mean, from a one-on-one situation all the way down to she will come if you have 12 people. She actually will come. She actually shows you from the start of how to write your book, what the concept should be, how many chapters you should have, who you should market to, who you shouldn't market to, what the book cover looks like, and what you're supposed to do at promotion, and what you shouldn't promote, this is the real deal here. And she's very plain with it. She's very honest, and she will let you know if it's not going to work. And you want to know that, because you don't want to put all your money in one basket, as they say, and you actually don't, you know, make any profit from your book. You know, she actually is a wonderful lady to talk to. You can actually Skype with this lady. Look, check this out. You can Skype. You actually can do a webinar. You can kind of do a lot of different things with her to actually get your platform out there. So never, never despair. You know, you will always get the person that needs to be with you to actually get, you know, I'm a publisher as well. You know, I can tell you some things about publishing as well. I mean, think about it. When I publish my book, you have to have the concept, the topic. People inbox me and get in contact with me all the time, say, how can I start my book? What you do is you got to have an idea. You got to have what you want to write about. I tell people all the time, journal. Just write out a journal. Like when we grew up, you know, we used to write in our diary. Not many men, I think, boys didn't do that, but a lot of girls, we had these diaries. So we always would write stuff down in these diaries all the time. And that's what I did when I went through my grieving process of losing my brother. I actually had to write things down. And guess what? That ended up being a book, okay? So when I got to the point of doing the book, I just had to tweak a little bit the first part, the introduction. That's all I had to do. See, that was pretty easy, okay? But you got to have a plan. You got to have a marketing plan to promote your book. You have to always have a plan on where you're going to sell your books and all that kind of information. But look, okay, now we've already identified what we're going to write about, what we're going to journal about, and what I just said again. The easy part, and I know people may not agree with me, the easy part is actually writing the book and putting it together. You actually got to have a marketing plan, which is a strategic plan, not just, you know, going by the seat of your pants, as people say, but you got to actually have a plan that you actually get the book in the right hands, get the right person to do the forward, get the right person to do the different blurs, the different information on the back of the book that is actually representing what the book should other people should feel, because when they read the book, this is what they experienced, okay? And then, of course, get people to review it on Amazon and all these different review sites. I mean, you can get people, you can pay people to do it, but it's always good if you, you know, give them a copy of the book, because, you know, of course, they taking their time out to read your book. Just seem like a right thing to let, you know, to give them a free copy of your book. But that's just my decision. That's just me as Sunday Publishing Company. But okay, so you gotta, let's go to the next stage, is you gotta have an awesome book cover. Because I know I'm like that myself, and I know young people are the same way, younger people than me. You actually have to have a bomb. As those kids say, you got to have a popping topic. You got to have a popping book cover that people will actually pick up your book and hold it in their hand. Okay? When they hold it in their hand, they're like, wow, now I'm going to turn on the back and see what this book is about. Turn on the inside, see what the book is about. They really know it. People really look at the price last when it comes to buying books. And, you know, now the whole world are buying books on your Kindle and your Nook and all this stuff. But you still want to have an awesome cover even when it comes down to the Kindle and the Nook versions, okay? And you got to, okay, we don't even want to start talking about what it needs to look like on the Kindle. You need to be able to make sure that it actually, you people can read the words. You got to make sure that people don't have a fuzzy picture. All of that comes into play. And then you actually have to give away a lot of your books. I mean, you know, Create Space and those type of programs, you actually can set up that you give your book away. And that's how a lot of people, that's the secret, if you don't want me, you hear right here on Good Deeds with Dr. Renee Sunday. That is one of the golden secrets of becoming an Amazon bestseller, is give away your book. And try your best to give them away before the release date. So when Amazon see that you've already sold 1,000 books or more, boom, you already have met the criteria almost of being an Amazon bestseller. Okay? So anyway, that's just a little, I just gave that to y'all. But that's the secret that people won't tell you about the Amazon. Now the New York bestseller, that's a whole other ball game. That's actually, they bring into consideration more about how many books are being sold, okay? But The thing about it is you have to remember, here I go with my slogan again, don't stop, get it. You can't stop in the middle of your book because guess what? Somebody needs to read that book. Okay, I'm going to use myself as an example. When I wrote the book about grief, I'm like, why am I writing about a book about grief? But it actually helped me with my healing. It helped me with the healing and my family, all of us in regards of experiencing that difficult situation. But when I had people to read it, several people said they actually have been healed and a family member had died over 10, 15, 20 years ago. Isn't that amazing? So, you know, my motto, if I help just one person, then my living is not in vain. Because so many people are going through the same situations you're going through, and you actually have to put it out there, put it in the book. Everybody, as I say when I speak all the time, everybody has a calling, everybody has a purpose, and everybody wants to know why they are here on earth right now. And you can do that by putting your experiences, your testimony, the things you've been through in life that you thought wasn't nothing that actually can help somebody else through a similar situation, and you have saved them from going through a difficult situation. See what I'm saying? But anyway, let me get back. Now, when you get the book cover, you get your marketing team together, you need to be in a book tour. You need to have a book release. You know, you have to, I actually myself personally, because I could talk specifically about me, I did my book release in my hometown, okay? Because the book was about my family, so it was a right for me to have that around that situation. Now, if yours is around something totally different, you know, you have to think about what's the best place to have a book release. If you want to do it at Barnes & Noble, they have a lot of criteria. You can't just go up there. You have to meet their guidelines, and they do have certain guidelines. You have to show them how many people you're potentially going to reach with your email list and your marketing and all that type of stuff before they even consider putting you on the schedule. And then you have to remember the books that sold there are sold at wholesale. So what that means is you're not really making a lot of money on your books because they're not going to buy the books and be in their store for the price that you can sell it particularly, let's say, for instance, on your website or if you're at a book signing or something of that nature. But there's so many ways you can actually, depending on what your book topic is, I've seen so many of my friends and colleagues, they've made them into a workshop, they made them into a webinar, a seminar, and then one of the criteria of signing up for the seminar or the webinar or the workshop or event is buying the book because the book is actually part of the handout, if you will, or actually the agenda of what you're going to go through at your event. See what I'm saying? See how easy it is? I'm giving you some nuggets here, you guys, of how you can actually make money off your book. And I actually need to capitalize on that on myself, so I'm going to be transparent here. I'm actually working on some things right now in that regard. But then let's move a little further. With the world now being so virtual, you can have telesummits, you can have a webinar, as I said before. I mean, you can reach people on the other side of the world, some place that right now is midnight, a place that is 5 in the morning, a place that is 12 at midnight. But you have to realize that's what you have to do. And then let's take it a little further. You can actually have what's called a membership portal, okay, that you actually have people paying to actually have a group session with you and some other people on your computer via Skype, via webinars, via whatever protocol whatever your protocol going to be. Because it's actually, it's your protocol, it's your vision, it's your what God has given you to put out there for people. So you actually can, oh God, you can make that one-on-one, you can make this group session, you can open up for everybody. But I always remember this, and I always have to say this, remember to be able to give back to other people. Don't just always look about the money. And it takes up to 7 to 10 years for you to actually really, really, really be stable. We're talking stable in your profit, stable in your profit. Because when you actually make a profit, that needs to go into the business. We're talking about a profit that you got a nest egg because you never know when life happens, and life will happen, okay? I'm a Christian, but life will happen. Things will happen that you're not planning for, and you have to have something ready for your business and, of course, on your personal side as well, okay? But anyway, let's get back. Now, Okay, we've said that we got the book. Oh, let's don't forget the big thing that's going on now in the world is collaboration. Yes, it's good to do collaborations with books, but the thing is, I really believe in my heart that the marketing plan is the most important thing you got to have down before you even, the easy part again, and I keep saying this, and I forgive me, I'm not meaning to offend anybody, but the easy part is getting somebody to write in your book. The easy part is getting the content, because you can get an editor to make anything look good, a ghostwriter. I mean, if you want someone that's a renowned person, T.D. Jakes or somebody like that, to be the forward, well, yeah, that's going to take some time and some skill and that to get them to believe in what you have. And then, of course, they have to have time to do it, and then they may have their staff do it. So a lot of things goes into this. But if you, I always say, if you're taking somebody's money, you need to make sure that you're doing what you had planned on doing. Now, it's okay if you're upgrading and saying something that's going to more benefit them. But if you're not taking away and they people have already giving you the money, it's not good, you know, steward of your money and your business. Excuse me, one more time. Yeah, my throat getting dry. But anyway, let's get back to the world of publishing. You know, I'll be honest, it took me a while to start publishing other people's book and material. And I'll be transparent, the reason why, because I went through at least about four editors for my book, and my book is less than 100 pages. But the thing, especially if you're doing a Christian book, most editors would not critique or edit, let me put it that way, any scriptures. So you got to make sure those scriptures are right. And if you're doing it from the King James Version, you really don't have to get permission. But if you're doing it from any other translation, excuse me again, you have to make sure permission, okay? But you got to make sure your book is not 80%. If it's 80% of the Bible, yeah, you got to get permission. But like the Message translations, I think it's the NIV and the Living, you have to, no matter how much you use, you got to get permission for that, okay? So keep that in your pocket there, because I didn't know that until I went through the process. But King James Version is pretty easy to do. That's why you've noticed a lot of books have the King James Version, then the next one uses the Message translation, because it's easier to kind of get them to say they believe in what you're doing. The only thing you do is you got to make sure you plan. Excuse me one more time. Make sure you plan, because it's important that you can't just say, okay, I want this back in a week. No, it takes some people up to 4 to 6 weeks to get you the information back if you're doing a collaboration. Okay? So collaboration is good if you each other market the book. Okay? You got to market each other. You got to promote each other. You got to sell each other. You got to have a book tour. You got to have, it could be even virtual, a virtual book tour, okay? There's a lot of companies out there, and if you know, I have a couple that I can refer you to that's their niche that they do book tours, okay? And then you can do it yourself, because if you have a platform, you know, Google Hangout is free. You can do that free. You have to invite people, and you try to do things for free. Okay, and I'm sorry, I'm coughing so much. I actually had tried something hot yesterday, and it still took up my throat. So please forgive me for that. You know, I'm going to let you know what's going on with me so you won't be concerned. But anyway, you have to reach out to the people that there's their platform, okay? If you have peace when you talk to them or when you relate to them, that's the person you need to go with, okay? So now you have this pretty, pretty book, and you got it out there marketing. Always celebrate yourself, okay, that you've done an awesome accomplishment, okay? Always celebrate yourself. It could be as simple as getting some ice cream to having a party. Excuse me again. You just got to make sure that you celebrate yourself, okay? Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take a little small break and give our sponsors their platform here, and that'll give me a chance to get a little water here. But we'll be right back, and I'll continue to talk to you about the publishing world. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I'll be right back.
Okay, ladies, it's time to get this makeup thing right once and for all. So let's bring the professional to you. Call Atlanta's number one mobile makeup artist, Melinda Cannon Jones. Melinda will hook you up with your best look ever. Weddings, galas, special events, or just a night out on the town. Count on quality products, on-time service, and a look that will light up the room. Melinda Cannon Jones, your new mobile makeup artist. Call 470-564-9999. That's 470-564-9999. Follow E. Cannon Jones on Instagram and Facebook.
Introducing All Nations TV, the best in gospel music, teaching, preaching, and community programming. All Nations TV is a new innovative Christian-based broadcasting company featuring Preachville, Press Play Gospel, Anointed Hands, and more. Tune in today to be inspired by visiting allnationstv.com. That's allnationstv.com.
Hi, you guys. You know I'm back. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We're actually talking about the world of publishing. We're talking about, I'm telling you from firsthand, from my company, Sunday Publishing Company, okay? Everybody has a different way of doing it, but you know, really and truly, you have to have peace in what you're doing, okay? And you know, the traditional world, we talked a little bit about, let me talk about that a little bit. You can do self-publishing, you can do traditional. Now, traditional is kind of weeding out, I'll be honest, because you got to write a big book proposal. It has to make sure it has the right information in there. It has to be X amount of pages. And then you got to make sure it gets to the right people. Okay? Excuse me again. Because you have to have a relationship with these people at these traditional companies. Or they get so many book proposals. What they do is, I hate to say it, they may throw yours away. If you don't know, if you send it to Carol and the lady's name is Stacy, oh, she's not going to even look at it. I hate to say it, but that's just how it is because they have so many that they're looking at, okay? So that's why so many people, even our big writers, have gone, Patterson has gone to self-publishing because, to be honest, with CreateSpace, you can just upload it on your computer yourself. They actually would give you the ISBN number. But the down part, you know, okay, here comes the down part of doing that. When that book is published or printed out, okay, you know it's going to have their name on there as the publishing company, okay? So I advise people because when I started, even though I was doing one book at a time, I bought 13, okay? You can buy 13 ISBN numbers. The price is very similar to buying just one, okay? So be wise in that, okay? Just go on, get 13 because you never know what God going to put in you or you may want to actually publish books for somebody else, okay? Okay? So anyway, now we were talking about, okay, we talked about traditional versus self-publishing. We talked about the different ways of marketing it. I mean, let's go back to the market because to me that's the most important part here. You know, you can have interviews on the radio. You can on television. You can actually, get a billboard. So they kind of expensive now if you want to market that way. But you can actually put different banners on your car while you're driving because that still goes back that you got to have an awesome book cover, especially if you put it on your car or something like that. And don't forget, and I forgot to say this earlier, the book clubs are very, very, very important. Because actually, when you actually write your book, you'll actually have more people that can critique your journals and the things that you're writing, okay? And then, excuse me again, and then you could actually, you probably got some like-minded people there that knows how to market your book. So you have to kind of look at it a couple of ways there of how that can benefit you. And that's what happened to me. When I got to the point of publishing my book, I had several, 30 people had already read my book. So that actually was a great fit for me. And forgive me, and I do not smoke. This is allergies that I was causing so much, so I do apologize for that. But you know, what my saying says, you always have to keep going. Don't stop. Get it. The three things you have to do in life is believe, trust, and walk it out. And I believe it that God going to get me through what I need to go through, and everything happens for a reason, okay? Someone that's listening right now needs to know about, from the real deal, from the simplest, the transparent person, about publishing, okay? It's not a big thing to worry about. You just got to have a plan. You got to have a stepwise process. and you have to just walk it out, okay? Now, okay, as we got the book, we celebrate, and then go to these book fairs. Go to these book events. I mean, go network, okay? I can say that 200 times. Excuse me. Okay. Network. Now, try to get in contact with the different big TV stations, okay? Because CNN is one. I don't know about CBS. They used to have one, but CNN, you can actually write an article for them for free on iReport. And then sometimes they actually look at those and actually to get the reports and things that they actually view on TV, okay? And just network with people. I mean, we are here to help each other. So do not be upset. If something don't work out, just try another angle, okay? And then, of course, you can do, I think I said this before, you can do Block Talk Radio. If you don't want to be someone to interview you, you can, hey, have your own platform, and you can interview other people, okay? But the thing is, we want you to get your story out. We want you to help other people, and we just want you to enjoy life. You know, I enjoy talking with you guys today, even with my scratchy throat, this allergy season. But, you know, life is good. We all have a purpose. We all actually, we'll get our guest back on here when she's available. But she's been on so many, I mean, 1,000 radio shows. That's just awesome. She's been on Oprah, you know. And we had an opportunity to hang out with Oprah. It is an amazing, amazing, amazing time to be in her presence, okay? And people that actually are like mine, it's always awesome to do that. But you always help each other. No matter what level you in, please reach your hand to help people that's in need, okay? Excuse me again. You know, we always love you here at Good Deeds. If you want to advertise with us, if you want to sponsor a show, you can sponsor a season if you want. God bless you. But, you know, we actually are here for all people, no matter what your level is in life. No matter what you're doing and you have a story, if you have a story, you have a message that you want to get out into the world, we actually are reaching millions of people through our radio and our television platform. We also do teleseminars, we do webinars, we do live events. The whole goal of everything that we put our hands to is to help other people give back to the world, to let our young boys and girls know that they can do what they put their mind to. And what God has predestined them, they can do it. Now, you know how to get in contact with us. You can contact us. We actually have two ways you can contact. We still have our other website up, which is gooddeedslive.com. But, you know, we love our new website, which is reneesunday.com. We have information there about how to be a guest on the radio show, the TV show, okay? We actually have information about advertisers, sponsors. We actually have for me speaking engagement, and I speak on all type of things about purpose, motivational, inspirational, okay? Because we're here to help people, okay? And you know about the Telesummit. We actually having a Telesummit coming up, actually, in October the 14th through the 16th about health and wellness. That actually is going to talk about how he did the Subway diet and lost the weight and still is keeping the weight off. He told me he has to plan his meals. That kind of made me kind of double take because I'm like, a lot of times I don't plan my meals, and that's what the problem is. We actually have one lady that's going to talk about how she survived stage 4 cancer with non-protocol means. She actually started eating right, and next thing she know, everything was okay. Talks about how your mind and your body interact with each other. See, we try to make sure we don't do X, Y, Z, but if we can lose all this weight, but then if our mind ain't right, that ain't going to work either, okay? So she's going to talk about that. And then we have someone that's going to talk about how we can actually do a stepwise weight loss plan. I mean, no, we're not talking any fast something that you can drop 100 pounds in a day, nothing like that. Stuff that is strategic, that's specific for you. And then we have one lady that brings in meditation, of how we actually can relax ourselves by different meditation tools and strategies, okay? And one more time, I'm sorry about that. And you can sign up by going to our website, which is actually go to our Facebook page, ReneeSunday.com, and the link is there. Okay, because it's a long link, but I can tell you, you know, it's one of those tiny links, tinyurl.com/thrive365health, H-E-A-L-T-H, okay? But you know how to get in touch with us with Facebook. I'm Renee Sunday, and I have it all over our Facebook. We have it on the Pinterest, the Twitter. We have it all over. And you know what I want you to do is I don't want you to do three things. I want you to don't stop, get it. I want you to believe it, I want you to trust, and I want you to walk it out. And God bless you guys, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.